Good morning, friends. Thank you for joining me on City Changers, Illinois, speaking the word of God. Amen. I can't think of anything more powerful to listen to or more that we need than to hear the word of God. Yes, some of you might be reading it regularly and some of you are not. That's where we get our strength and our knowledge and our wisdom and our discernment. Everything comes through the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So anyway, today in John chapter 1, I didn't know if I was going to do John chapter 1 or 2. I'm going to go ahead and go to 2 because it talks about God forgiving our sins because of Jesus' death on the cross. And I want us to be clear about this because people get confused, people get under condemnation, people get under conviction. And conviction, that's okay. You know, that's God correcting us. That's wonderful. But condemnation, guilt, shame, all those other things are not wonderful. Amen. And they are not from God. So let's talk a little bit about what John had to say in 1 John chapter 2. He says, he's writing this letter, of course. They all wrote this letter. And this was, it was written by John. And he says, "My friends who are like little children, I am writing to you because I don't want you to do wrong things." So already, right in the very beginning of this chapter, he's telling us about not doing wrong things. We have some people today that say that we can do everything and anything that our heart desires, so to speak, because Jesus said at the cross, "It is finished." And it was finished at the cross for sure. But they have a totally wrong concept of the fact that they're basically saying we can do anything, we can go back to sin, we can do anything we want, we've already said the sinner's prayer, we're okay with God, so we can do what we want to do. But anyway, John goes on and he says, "But if anyone among you does something wrong, there is someone who will speak to God on our behalf. And that person is Jesus Christ, who always does only what is right. He'll ask the Father to forgive you. Jesus died as a sacrifice to take the punishment of your sins and of my sins. And then God could forgive us. Jesus did that not only for us. He did it for all people everywhere in the whole wide world. No matter, you know, color, creed, size, whatever. He did it for everybody in the whole wide world. And he did it. Jesus died and was buried and rose again so God could forgive them for their sins. And this is how we can be sure that we know God. Listen to me. If we obey God's commands, this is where I think, you know, works and words get confused here. I should say works and grace. But if we obey God's commands, it says, this is how we can be sure that we are God's children. We know that we belong to Him. Someone may say, "I belong to God," but if he does not obey, listen to me, if he does not obey God's commands, that person is telling a lie. He doesn't belong to God. He's not living in the way that God's true message teaches us. But anyone who obeys God's message shows that he really loves God completely. So this is how we know that we belong to God. If we say that we are living in God's true way, then we must live in the way that Jesus lived. So you answer the question, are you living in the way that Jesus lived? And that's a pretty tall order, right? But God tells us, first of all, to love each other. And I want to say that, you know what, my friends, I'm telling you to love one another. That's what John was saying, love one another. When I write this to you, I'm not giving you a new rule. It's an old one. It's an old rule. You've had it for a long time, and we gave it to you when you began to obey Christ. It's the same message that you've already heard, but there's something new about it. What would have been new about this rule? This rule has become true in the way that Christ lived. Now it has also become true in your lives. God's true message has brought light to shine in your lives. You don't any longer live in the dark where you do bad things. Why? Because you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. A person might say that he's living in the light, but if that person hates another believer, then he is telling a lie. He is still living in the dark. Anyone who loves other believers shows that he is living in the light. There's nothing that will make him turn away from God. But if someone hates other believers, he is still living in a bad way. You can't. God is love. You know what? When you come to God, you're going to be like God. Or not like God, but you're going to be like Jesus. You're going to have his same attributes, his personality. You're not going to look like him, or you're not going to talk just like him and all that, but you're going to have his same type character. You're going to be pressing in after that, actually. But if someone hates other believers, you know what? He's just still living in a bad way. He's like someone who's walking in the dark. He can't see where he's going. He's like a blind person. He can't even understand God's true message. And then John says, you know what, my little children, I am writing to you because God has forgiven your sins. He's done this because of Christ. God has forgiven your sins, and he's done this because of what Christ Jesus did at the cross. So you who are older, like, say, fathers, I'm writing to you because you know Christ. He has always been there since before the world began. And you who are young men, I'm writing to you because you have won against Satan as soon as you gave your life to Christ. You say, if I just changed my page, I think. Okay. Those of you who are older, like fathers, listen to me. I'm writing to you because you know Christ. He has always been there since before the world began. But you who are young men, I'm writing to you because you have won against Satan. He said, my children, I have written to you because you know God, our Father. Father, I have written to you because you know Christ. He is already there. He was already there before the world began. Jesus was in the beginning, amen, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. And that's where we get the word Trinity, which is not actually in the Bible. Young men, I've written to you because you are strong. You continue to obey God's message, and you have won against Satan. Now, why is it saying you have won? Because you obeyed God. You can't just go out and live any way you want to live. Go back to doing your marijuana and smoking and drinking and doing all the stuff you used to do, partying, you know, and think that you are still right with God. You're not. Don't live like people who do not know God. Do not love the wrong things that belong to this world. Just hear those words. You know, the drinking, the drugs, the things that you came out of are the things of this world. Don't go back there. If anyone loves those things, it shows that they do not love God, their Father. So what are the wrong things that belong to this world? People want to do bad things to make themselves happy. People want to have things that they see, even bad things. People want to show other people how rich they are. They have that thing about money. And these ideas, they don't come from God. They do not come from God our Father. These are the thoughts of people who belong to this world. And if you're a child of God, you do not belong to this world. One day these people and the things that they want will not be there, won't be there any longer. But those who continue to do what God wants will live forever. You know, the sad thing is that as you read the whole Bible, you'll learn that even the people that don't do what God wants, they're going to live forever too. It's just that they're going to live forever in a place of torture, a place of torment, forever and ever be separated from God and never have an opportunity to ask God's forgiveness again. But right now, we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to say yes to Jesus and to say no to the things of this world, to the disobedience to God's word. We have the ability. We have the, not the ability, we have the, yeah, we have the ability. We have the chance right now to obey God. But one day is going to come when that chance is going to be taken away and Jesus is going to come in the clouds of glory and you're not going to have another chance to receive him or accept him as Lord and Savior if you die. People who are against Christ, I think he's encouraging the people who are against Christ. The world is soon going to end. You have heard that the enemy of Christ will appear. You can see that many enemies of Christ have already appeared. We got enemies in the world right now, enemies of Christ. More now than ever. This shows us that the world is going to end pretty soon, that we're nearing the end of time. These people used to, you know, they used to be our group of believers. But what happened? They left us. A lot of Christians have left. Look at just through COVID and all that went on there. Look at the people that left the church and have never returned. This Bible, or the Bible here, says they never really belonged to our group. If they had been true believers, they would have remained with us. Amen. So when they left us, it showed clearly that none of them really belonged to us. That Jesus, the Holy One, he's given you the Holy Spirit, has a... As a result, you all know what is true because the Spirit of God lives within your heart. The law is written on your heart. That's why I'm writing you. It's not because you do not yet know God's true message. I'm writing to you because you know the true message. That's what John said. You know the true message. And you can be sure that there are no lies in the true message. Who's the one who tells the worst lies? It's anyone who says that Jesus is not the Messiah. A person like that is the enemy of Christ. He's speaking against God, the Father, and against Jesus, his Son. Anyone who says that Jesus is not God's Son does not belong to the Father. But anyone who accepts Jesus as the Son of God also belongs to the Father. So he goes on to say, as for you, always remember the true message that you heard at the very beginning. If you continue to believe that message, you will continue to live with the Son and with the Father. That is the real life that continues forever. And that's what God has promised to give us. Amen. Life forever. Eternal life. Some people are trying to lead you away from God's true message today. And I'm writing these things to you so that you know about these people. But Christ has given the Holy Spirit to you. And he, speaking of the Holy Spirit, continues to help you. So you do not need people to reach you. But to teach you what is true. Because the Holy Spirit himself teaches you everything about God's message. And he helps you to know what is true. He doesn't tell you any lies. So you must remember what he has taught you. Continue to live together with Christ. And then John says, yes, my children, continue to live with Christ. Then we will not be ashamed when he returns to this world. We will not be afraid to meet him. That sentence right there reminds me of a dream my daughter had in 2008 where the Lord was returning. And in this dream, she could see, I won't tell the whole dream, but at the end of the dream, her and my other daughter had went outside the front door and they could see Jesus coming in the clouds of glory. And she said her sister, who was right with God, was jumping and shouting and throwing her arms in the air and all excited. And she said she had ducked down by the door and covered her head. Well, you know why? Because she was not right with the Lord.
I'm not sure I understand.
You would. Right then. So anyway, the Holy Spirit, where was that phrase? The Holy Spirit himself teaches you everything about God's message. He helps you to know what is true. So you must remember, where was the line? Okay, it says, we will not be ashamed when he returns to this world. We will not be afraid to meet him. Now see, her in her dream, she was so afraid to meet the Lord. And so she ducked down and covered her head in fear. So you know this, John ends with, you know that Christ only does what is right. So you should know this. Everyone who continues, I just want to press this in. Everyone who continues to do what is right has become a child of God. There are many of you that have come to Christ, you've repented, you've given your life to Christ, and then you went back out into the world and done your own thing. You are not these people who are right with Christ. Everyone who continues to do what is right has become a child of God. So you must continue in the way, or your life is not right with God. And when Jesus returns, you'll be doing what this line here said, you will be afraid to meet him. That would be a terrible day. All right, in saying that, I'm going to close. That was 1 John chapter 2. God bless you, each and every one.